Walla 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 walla. Okay. All right. So. All right, everybody. Welcome to Talking Transparency, the podcast where a trans person and a not trans person talk transparently about why the podcast is not going to be out this week in the format that you all are normally accustomed to. My name is Ty. I work here for the Kalos Coalition, and I'm here with Thea Ross. Thea?
Yes, hi. Yes, hello, hi. I'm glad to be here. It's excellent to be here. And also, we should say, I mean, you're not just somebody, Ty. Come on now.
Okay, all right. Well,
Now, it's also up to the audience to discover which one of us is trans, right? Isn't that the fun part?
No, yeah, I love doing that. Ever since I've started with the Kalos Coalition, many people have not been quite sure whether I was trans or not. And in a kind of pseudo-camouflaging that I think a lot of people have had to do in this space, I kind of do it the opposite way, and I never really tell anybody whether I'm trans or not. I just let them figure it out if they feel like it.
Welcome to the hug box, love, okay? You pass.
I'm here.
You totally pass. You trans pass.
Yes. Well, today we're joining you and we're in your ears right now because we're not going to have the same kind of podcast that we normally have where Cody Connor and Melissa Lukson talk to all of you adoring fans about many, many issues. Instead, the Kalos Coalition kind of had to take this one on the side because there were some scheduling conflicts and some other things, and we wanted to make sure.
It's called Christmas, Ty. It's called Christmas. Okay, scheduling conflicts. It's holidays. Let's be real here.
Yeah, we might have known starting a podcast, you know, right before, as we were looking up in the sky and seeing reindeer and sleighs, and we were looking around and seeing all of the spooky decorations go down and see all the Christmas and other holiday ones go up, that this may not be the optimal time to start a podcast. But, you know, we went with the flow And we're here, so at least we'll have a little something to talk to you about today. We've got full articles to talk about, and also we want to highlight some people and some goings-on in the trans community, just to give you something to listen to for a couple of minutes around the holidays. So
yes, and we also just want to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. I think this is actually going to be released on Christmas Day, right? We're recording here a little bit before Christmas, but you know, it's just a privilege to be able to have a podcast, to be able to get these stories and messages out. I'm really excited for 2024. You know, I don't want to go into it too much, but we have some wonderful guests lined up, some folks like Mr. Dexter Davis himself, who is a 4-point GPO HBCU superstar for representation and empowerment, who is leading left and right. He started the founder of the Men in Transition, leading NSU Spectrum program, just absolutely a powerhouse and a joy to be with. I can't wait to bring him on to discuss things. And we have so many other amazing guests from the community here at Hampton Roads and beyond. And it's just, I don't know, like I said, it's Christmas time. I wish we had more gifts for you. But for now, as you unwrap our podcast this evening or this morning, depending on where or when you're listening, I hope that you will follow us. I hope that you will stay tuned. I hope that you will check back and see, because we have so many stories to be sharing. But anyways, yes, Merry Christmas and whatnot. And let's go on to the bad news, right? Don't we have bad news somewhere? Isn't it? I hate to share bad news.
I had an article that I came across, because now in doing this podcast, I'm one of the people that helps produce it with the Kalos Coalition. And I've turned on Google Alerts for a lot of different, you know, keywords, gender, trans, Republican, Moms for Liberty, which if anybody's been following the news with Moms for Liberty, it's all been pretty much the same news. There's been some what some people would call in Moms for Liberty sexual impropriety, and Melissa will have a lot more. We'll be following that with current updates as things develop. But I came across a really interestingly written article from WPTV. They're the NBC affiliate in Lake Worth Beach, Florida. And the wording of it really, I think, betrayed a little bit of the way that the people who were writing this article were thinking about it. So the article starts, and this is mostly about prohibition, a possible bill, HB 901, that's being proposed that would prohibit flying basically gender-affirming, any flags, the queer flags of any kind, any flags that might signal, you know, a BIPOC community or anything like that. So the article starts, Lake Worth Beach, Florida, a new bill filed in Florida would require local governments and schools to remain neutral when it comes to displaying flags. The proposed legislation, HB 901, was filed by State Representative David Borrero, a Republican from Sweetwater, and would prohibit flying flags, and this is the way they put it, tied to political topics, including sexuality, gender orientation, or race. So the way
that's
they
an
put
easy
this,
solution, Ty. You don't tie the flag to anything sexual. You leave the flags on the flagpoles. I mean, these the Republicans get very confused. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't know really. They love flags. They really love the aesthetic of it. They like holding it in their hands. But when it comes to like what you do with it, they're always very confused. Does it go up? Does it go down? Do we do half mast? I think maybe they have a lot to learn from us and they feel bad about the fact that they don't know how to properly use a flag. But I really didn't like the idea that they called these political topics. Political topics to them would include sexuality, gender orientation, and race. Now, would you consider the United States of America to be a political topic?
I mean, I would think so, yeah. It's a pretty political topic.
It's a political formation,
maybe
I think.
Political topic, even? Like, you know?
Right. The historical conception of politics, I think the nation state would fall in very, very comfortably to that. So political topics now, thanks to this new culture war milieu, has turned into gender and race. So it goes on to say, the issue of flags has become a heated issue for many people, including Palm Beach County parent Frank Deliu. Last year, Frank Deliu, sued the Palm Beach County School District over pride flags displayed in his child's seventh grade classroom. So another lawsuit is being brought by a parent. It's usually brought by somebody who's not in the school, but in this case, it is a parent who decided that they were going to sue because they feel very, very uncomfortable. It says, this is his quote, the bill actually is very specific that it says that flags may not be erected relating to politically partisan, United States of America, not political again, racial, sexual orientation, gender, or political ideology viewpoint, and that's simply all I ever wanted. Does that sound like a reasonable request, Thea?
I mean, you know, all I ever really wanted was to have all the books that could, like, make me upset, and all of the images, all the signs and sounds, and all the smells that are offensive, just to not be in my... I mean, that's all I ever wanted. It's the only thing I disagree with, anything that would challenge me... That's
a frictionless existence, a fully frictionless existence.
That sounds a little gay, if you ask me. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Hey, you said it.
Reminds me of that one joke. It's like there was a joke that was going around from this trans mass. They said, you know, after their top surgery, that they were technically the most aerodynamic they ever had been in their lives. So, you know, if they were actually for frictionless lives, they would be totally for supporting trans mass. But I digress. Let's continue. Let's talk about skydiving.
Yeah, cut that the wind resistance off a little bit. Deliu goes, Frank Deliu, and I put a little picture of Frank Deliu up here, of the father, and I don't know if you're seeing that. We shouldn't make fun of anybody's, but let's suffice it to say that I did decide to include his picture in this document.
He's dressed like a candy striper, and that's the most notable thing. And that's not something indelible about his physical characteristics. About his fashion
beautiful
choices,
man.
Which I reserve the right to make fun of, and I have been mercilessly made fun of, and those are the ones that I can't actually live through because, you know, they're not like those immutable characteristics of who we are.
Nailed it, exactly.
So, you know, if the man wants to be a candy striper, by all means, go stretch the taffy, make all the candy canes you want, my friends. I'm all for it. I'll give you a little paper hat, but please leave the pride flags alone.
Exactly. And, you know, while you're at it, go ahead and unbutton that top button if you're not going to have a tie on. So, he goes on to say, my position was that you shouldn't have a gay pride flag, Deliu said. And you shouldn't have a straight pride flag. You see how reasonable he is? So my position was not being hypocritical, feels the need to comment. It was saying the schools are not propaganda or indoctrination centers. Schools are not propaganda or indoctrination centers. That is not the kind of place that you might, I don't know, send a young person to teach them about the way that the world is meant to go in the place where you live, in the culture you are. I'm sure there are no kids who have been bombarded with images of same-sex couples and all of those kinds of things. So,
oh, let's take it one step further. I wonder what Mr. Deleuze's opinion is about Pepsi and Coke machines or all the other different things and images and propaganda, paid or otherwise, that are indoctrinating children into all sorts of different lifestyles and ideas. But no, this is a specifically political thing. I mean, he has to very much call out pride and straight pride. Well, there doesn't need to be straight pride flags. It's ridiculous, like having white pride flags. Like, I would agree, if you had white pride flags, it's going to be a problem, but I digress. Mr. Deleu is just off the wall here, and as much as I want to find some way to, like, empathize with him, he knows this is anti-free speech. He is a supposed conservative. Yeah. He knows this is – when we talk about dealing with indoctrination and propaganda, the solution, Ty, it's always more sunshine. We want more light. We want more education. We want more information. The banning of it is always a directional tell that you can tell this person is afraid or is then being guided by fear, which – or fascism, one or the other. But oftentimes people who are subjected to fascism, they get led right into fear. But let's try not to focus so much on these powerful, angry things in the world, because, you know, as much as what's going on in Florida right now, there are people all over the country. There are kids in all sorts of school systems who understand when they see a Coca-Cola sign that they don't need to necessarily drink Coca-Cola, and they understand when they see a pride flag they don't necessarily have to become gay or anything. It's nothing about that. And whatsoever. But there are also students who understand and see these organizations, these parents being riled up, used in some cases, but also being political actors themselves as for what they are. There's this article that came out that literally just warmed my heart. And I always, you know, we got to do a shot chaser, right? We're going to get the bad news.
Yeah.
And here it is on Christmas Day. We got to follow with
joy.
If you haven't actually heard this, I'd encourage you to look it up. It's an article on them.us. It's an article that talks about some public school students that are located in Seattle. And these students had written letters to the Moms for Liberty organization. And the students' big, scary letters, you know, are exactly what you would expect, the type of thing that most people should or would pin up on their refrigerator. They say they feature things like, I say gay, and love is love, and LGBT rights are human rights. These things are not indoctrinated. They are just simply like principles and ideals of a free civil society. And they go on, and this is the type of stuff that you know is authentic, you know, because some of this stuff is obviously fear and concern for their friends and their family. Some of these people have trans or queer for these, some of these students, but then also some of this is just like, are you kidding? Because like, one of these kids, he actually wrote, he said, gay is slay, stop being a rat. And then had like MGG drawn on the thing. And I'm like, oh my God.
A just kid wrote these that. Kids.
Exactly. Exactly. Only a kid could write that. And the other ones were ones that were saying things like, dear Moms for Liberty, stop bullying and excluding LGBT youth and families from, you know, a Seattle public school student, from a trans student in the schools. Mm-hmm. And I think that when it comes down to it, the kids are all right. And they might not always be all right if we don't do more to make sure that they aren't being groomed or indoctrinated. But the solution, as it was – whether we're talking 100 years ago, 100 years from now, is to educate those children and give those children access and empower them with resources and so that they can thrive and grow into who they are and who they need to be for our community. And anything less than that is sad in my mind. And we can have discussions about it. We can just have discussions about boundaries. But don't we all want to see these kids thrive?
Yeah, exactly. Cody always says, you know, that you don't need to learn – you know, how to love. You come out knowing how to love. You have to learn how to hate. And so long as we're not guiding kids in that direction, which all of the, like the model policies in Virginia Beach that we talk about a lot, this is leading with an obvious pernicious hate-fueled mindset that gets sort of sublimated into these policies that are bussied up to look like, you know, this is some kind of a common sense or informed way of thinking about some of these things. But, you know, that malice kind of oozes out of the cracks. You can really see it, and it's teaching our kids the wrong kinds of values. And kids can see that and pick up on it. So it's really great to see these kinds of little, obviously, workshopped between the kids, between their own communities, statements of disapproval for this, and statements of approval for the trans and non-binary community.
And just to sum it up, it really highlights this idea that Mr. Daly is touching on, that, the flags are political. Well, everything is political. Mm-hmm. Our lives and our very bodies are political. Right. Whether what happens to us, our safety, whether we have food, whether we're secure at night, all of these are decisions that come down, especially for children, that are way out of their hands. And if we're talking about what the right or wrong thing to do is in these contexts, it's obviously not to ban flags. It is obviously not to cut funding for public schools, for school lunch programs, and for other things. The solutions mm-hmm. are clearly education, empathy, compassion, and more resources. But yeah. It's so funny to me. That's the hard thing to do.
Yep. The obvious thing is the hard thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we just wanted to give you a little something to listen to and let you know that we are going to be back. We've got another after the week after this is out, we should be out with a regularly scheduled style program. We're getting all of that worked out, but there should be another one coming up after this, a regular length talking transparency. Not quite sure exactly who the guest for that is going to be, but we're lining them up.
We have mm-hmm. several lined up, and we're going to see who can come through with any. Exactly. With any good luck, we're going to be back January 1st onto our regular schedule with a full episode. And we really appreciate you, listening. And I hope that in the meantime, y'all will check us out on social media at Kalos Coalition, of course, but also at Talking Transparency. And if you head over to patreon.com/talkingtransparency, you can subscribe. You'll be on our RSS feed and support our work. So I appreciate everyone listening. Happy New Year.
Expert. Excellent. Thank you. Happy Hanukkah. Everybody listening, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening to Talking Transparency. Our theme music is by SKS. If you enjoyed the show, please check us out on all the socials at Talking Transparency, or check out our link tree at Talking Trans. Visit our website at talkingtransparency.com, and please consider supporting us at patreon.com/talkingtransparency.